Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show. That's a good song.
I like
name
it.
Again? Conan Gray?
Conan Gray, yeah.
Oh my God, I actually remembered. Amazing. That is amazing. I'm getting somewhere, you know, working on my mental acuity. Hi, it's hump day, everyone.
Hump day.
Hump day.
I think you'd remember him better if he changed his name to Jethro Tull.
Maybe. Yeah. Probably.
So
go Jethro.
Hey.
Hey.
You're just a classic rock girl, Sarah. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's, you know. I like that. I think it's really good. I don't remember it later in the day, like when I could be listening to it. Instead, I put on Jethro Tull. But, you know, I can't help it. I'm a creature of habit.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the trash. Hold on. I'm sure I have a sponsor. It's brought to you by hand sanitizer,
right.
Guys. Mm-hmm. If you're not near soap and water, don't forget, use hand sanitizer before touching things.
Oh.
Just, you know. I like hand sanitizer. I like that it you know you put it on and first your hands all wet and then it's like super dry, and then but I don't I don't like it later because then my hands get all cracked.
There's nothing like cracked and bleeding hands. I love
no.
it.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. fantastic. But I do. I it's like it's so easy. Like and when you get out of a store or something, or you've been somewhere, or you know whatever it is, the hand sanitizer is kind of nice. You know, it's like quickly gone. Your hand feels dry and clean.
Well, you definitely feel like you've done what you can, right? I mean, that's
right.
Sort of the, all right, I was in there.
And I always
pictured all kinds of stuff.
You know, like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids style, like all the little microbes are like, oh no, we can't survive it. And then they, you know, they go belly up. And all the little coronas, you know, they just go right off my hands.
All the little coronas.
You know.
Yeah,
those guys can't stand those things.
A peek into Sarah's imagination.
Weird spiky balls.
The little spiky, dead spiky micro balls. The Emmys are coming. That's happening, people. ABC is going to air the 72nd Primetime Emmy Awards live on September 20th. Jimmy Kimmel is hosting. I don't know how many times he's done the Emmys, but didn't he do the Oscars? He was the guy. He's the Oscar guy, right?
He has
when
done the
big
Oscars,
snafu
yeah.
happened. So I don't know who usually hosts the Emmys, but Jimmy Kimmel's going to host it. They announced the nominees yesterday. They were announced, I think, maybe like 8:30 our time, 7:30 our time, something like that, by SNL's Leslie Jones. There are like a million categories, so don't worry. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. You can go to Emmys.com, though, if there's... say a category that you give a rat's ass about, certainly available to you. And I think that we put, did we put
a link
the whole
up
list?
On the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page?
Perfect. So, boom.
You know what you just set. Made me think of, as you said, he's hosted the Oscars because the Emmys are only here
TV.
In the. Yeah, but they're also. I think that the Oscars go worldwide and it's a much bigger television show.
Oh, sure.
And the
right.
amount of
this
pressure you'd be under.
And, right.
I think the Emmys would feel like I almost think if you host the Oscars, you'll never be nervous again, right?
Like, doesn't it seem that way? Like that's they say a billion people watch the Oscars.
After like, that, you're just like,
whatever.
I survived it. I could do anything. Who cares?
I could be naked in front of any audience and not give a rat's.
Oh, you should do that.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, that's a great idea. When are you going to do that?
As soon as I host the Oscars and get over my fear of being in front of an audience.
All right.
But isn't TV catching up to movie standards now, like, you know, with Netflix and all the streaming?
So. Agreed, yes. So that may change. That may flip-flop at some point, especially this year with movies not coming out at all.
I know. Oh, my God. It's TV's year by default.
I don't know that there's any movies coming out. Have you seen any...
No.
Thing on the horizon, all the big movies have just been pushed instead.
They've either
been
pushed or immediately, like, you know, some of the kids stuff has gone straight to on demand. Actually, you know what? While we're on this, because I'll probably never get to this. So you remember Universal puts out Trolls and AMC Theaters goes, F you, big ol' F you. We're not working with you anymore. We're never going to release your movies again. So they've been in negotiations since then. There have been some, you know, some hurt feelings and some pissed off investors, I guess. They have come to an agreement now, which not only allows Universal Movies back into AMC theaters in the future, but also is this could change everything for movies. And they're saying the beneficiaries of these are like indie films and mid-budget movies that because... I think there was like a 3-month time that they had to be in theaters before they could go to streaming. And look, if you're a blockbuster, that's one thing. For 3 months, you could probably support yourself in a theater. And there'd still be some buzz when you went to home video. But for mid-budget films, only a few people went to see them here in the early part of that 3-month stretch. And now you got 2 months of sort of languishing in empty theaters before you're suddenly released with a deafening nothing to video on demand. So they're saying now movies will only have to appear in... This is the deal between Universal and AMC. I don't know that this is going to be all-encompassing, but this is great news for a mid-budget thing or an indie film that's coming out of Universal. 17 days. So just over 2 weeks is all that they have to stay in. And then
the theater gets an exclusive for a couple weeks, and then it can ride its momentum into your television set
at
home.
Exactly. Okay. Which is, it's great news for some of these smaller movies. They get a little buzz at the theater and then, you know, oh, well, I only have to wait 2 weeks to see that in my home, if that's your choice of viewing.
Right.
Right. So anyway, back to the Emmys just really quickly. I'll give you some of the big stats. So the nominees are out. They came out yesterday. HBO's Watchmen led the way. 26 nominations for that one show.
I got to go back and watch that.
The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel was next with 20. Ozark had 18. Succession had 18. The Mandalorian had 15. Schmidt's Creek, it's not called that, but really close to that, got 15. Saturday Night Live got 15.
SNL?
Uh-huh.
All right.
I guess, you know, the old college try. We're Zooming this thing.
Okay.
The Crown got 13. Netflix overall blew everyone out of the water. 160 nominations for Netflix shows, which is a new record for one network in a single year. The previous record was 137, which was set by HBO last year. So 160 nominations for Netflix. HBO had the second most this year with only 107. Thank you. NBC was a distant third with 47 nominations, followed by ABC with 36, FX with 33. I don't see CBS on here. Oopsie. We don't live there anymore. It's fine. We're not worried. Speaking of Netflix... Tiger King is an Emmy-nominated guilty pleasure now.
God, it did not.
Yeah, 6 nominations, including Outstanding Documentary or Nonfiction Series, Directing for a Documentary, Picture Editing for a Nonfiction Program, Music Composition, Sound Editing, and Sound Mixing. So congratulations, Tiger King. Oh, boy.
Wow.
Did you hear the latest on that, Carol Baskin took over the zoo?
Yeah, she got awarded it.
Yeah.
I sort of, you know, the beginning of this whole pandemic thing when we are all just sheltering at home and everyone was watching Tiger King, but like, I don't know, the first 3 weeks it's all we ever talked about was Tiger King, Tiger King, Tiger King. But since then, yes, there was a judgment against Joe Exotic who, or and his partners, those just greasy scuzzbags that he was working with.
All of them are.
All of them. Well,
lot.
Sure,
you can take
you're right.
A whole lot and throw them in the scuzzy bucket.
Right, and then take that to
crap.
The volcano and dump them in.
Right.
But yeah, so they, because the $1 million judgment for using her, you know, a trademark that looks sort of like hers or, you know, some kind of logoing, she wound up owning that zoo. The one
good
in
for her.
Are they in Oklahoma?
I don't know, but I don't ever want to find
fantastic.
Myself there. No, thank
right.
you.
Oklahoma, keep, you're right, Sarah.
Well,
don't
somewhere.
Stop. Make sure we have enough gas and drive right through here.
Yeah,
I don't want to stop
going.
At all.
This is where Tiger King happened.
Speaking of, let me just mention this real quick. We have time. Okay.
Yeah, we have plenty of time.
Look, I know it's in the name. You don't have to tell me, and yet... Here I am. I push play on Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Have you guys been watching this?
Not it's, the new
that's
one.
I mean, that's been around forever, Unsolved Mysteries, right?
I didn't know that. So I'm watching it on Netflix, and there's, I don't know, more than a handful of episodes. I don't know, 6 or 7.
Oh, is this like a new series?
It's new. Yeah, oh. They're brand new. I just watched them. They're like, I watched them over our vacation. So I watched the first one, and I'm like... And I'm following. I'm riveted. You know, I'm like, yeah. Oh, what happened to this guy? This is crazy. And then it ends. And I'm like, yeah, what happened to the guy? And
well,
I know it's
I guess
in
they're
the
hoping
name,
a viewer will solve it for them.
Completely dissatisfied that
you should
can't
never watch
here.
Anything that doesn't have a pat ending. I mean, that is so funny. Yeah, they do. There's a lot of that stuff. A lot of the true crime stuff, you know, I don't know, A&E is famous for, like, unsolved mystery stuff. I
well,
don't know.
This is on Netflix. There's a handful of them. And then so I'm, of course, I'm like, well, let me see what the next one does. So I watch the next one. Same thing. Full, elaborate, detailed telling of what's going on in this story. And then the cliffhanger is there's no conclusion.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the? You play. I'll watch the next one. Maybe this one's going to go better.
How many did you watch?
I watched them all. I really, they're actually really.
Well, did you solve any of them?
No,
I mean, that's the
but
point.
You know,
they want
like,
you to solve it for them.
In fact, check this out. One of them is about this guy. I think his name was Alonzo. He's a black kid in Kansas.
Yeah.
And his friend, and he's, you know, like one of the black people in town. You know what I mean? Like this guy's. So he does have friends. They're white.
Okay.
And they say, we're going to go to this party an hour from where we live. And I'm thinking, why? You're in the middle of nowhere. Just stay in, you know, whatever. So they go to this party. I don't want to give all the details away, but this kid ends up left behind and dead.
Oh, no.
And they're interviewing his friends, and his friends have these stories about why they left, and there was drinking, and, you know, I know there's chaos when, you know, kids are drinking. I was at plenty of those kinds of
parties
myself.
But they all went
myself.
Together. They're, you know, you gather your friends that
and
you traveled
you know
with.
And you know, if this guy's your friend, that you're in a racist area. You know that.
Oh,
so
sure.
You don't leave
right.
him. What the? So I'm actually looking at his friends and going, well, I'm pointing at the TV and talking to myself, but I'm like, there's the guy. That guy left him there. It doesn't matter who actually killed him. That guy drove away and left him sitting
left
in the middle
friend.
Of nowhere, an hour from home, with nothing but the boots on his feet, which, by the way, end up part of the story. So it's just one of those things where, and now the beauty of this is now I'm finally, after all this work I've put in watching these unsolved stories, I'm starting to see them in the news. Like, oh, there's breaking news on this story. Oh there's breaking news on this story. Oh. And I'm like, oh, my God.
It's finally solved.
The ending I need.
So
I don't know if you're into it. Look, I was extremely disappointed with the first one. But, you know, again, it was in the
but
title.
Then you
I
looked at the
known,
title
and
you,
I
yeah,
realized,
sure.
like, right. okay, you're not going to
That's anything
me.
With Unsolved in the title. Just really not for you. But, you know, you enjoyed it.
It's,
I mean,
it's... Yeah. Yeah, I did. Yeah. So anyway, well, sorry. There's a Netflix aside for you, Unsolved Mysteries.
Well,
good,
I don't know if
also,
that got nominated, but
it
you know, it's
have
possible.
Because the endings all suck.
Well, sometimes people like things with sucky endings. I don't know who. Let me see if there's anything else I want to get to here. Brad Pitt got nominated for his portrayal of Dr. Anthony Fauci on SNL, which, by the way, it was brief. It wasn't that good. And he broke character at the end of it to, you know, say how great Anthony Fauci was.
Well, he's a big name, and he did a television show.
I guess. You know, they're just, I mean, thank you, Brad.
Wasn't that the lock for all those big appearances stars made on Friends? It was like Kathleen Turner. Who else did? Sean Penn. I think Robin Williams and, oh, crap. How can I not be thinking of his name?
Magnum P.I.?
No, no, no. Never mind.
Bruce Willis?
He did another. He did an appearance on there as well. Billy Crystal. Sorry. I don't know. Billy Crystal and Robin Williams did an appearance on there. Anyway, I just think that's one of those things. Big stars on TV. Nomination.
That was amazing. Oh my God, he was amazing. Well, and in comparison to the rest of that show, you know, the whole time it was Brad Pitt. You're like, oh my God. And then it was back to like, you know, kind of half-assed Zoom skits.
But wherever I go, there you are. My luck, my fate, my fortune.
Oh boy.
Chanel number 5.
Thank you.
Inevitable.
Okay.
It's hot.
Is it? Because I sort of feel like the most I'd be laughing the whole on, way through
right,
that.
Like, you don't talk like that. There's, nobody talks like that.
My bedroom voice. What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah. Are you making what are you making for dinner tonight? It's inevitable that we're going to eat.
Dreams take over.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, make it stop. Just all right.
It's not
we're
a
basically
journey.
Okay.
Every journey ends, but we go on.
No, we don't.
How long is that commercial?
I know, and how many lines did he have to remember? Jeez, that's a lot of work for him.
I'm just jumping around. It's actually 15 seconds long. I'm just jumping between.
There's just so many
words.
Funny-ass things.
Gold nuggets.
Inevitable. Okay, you guys. I'm going to end with this because I personally got a kick out of it, and I think Machine Gun Kelly's hot, and I think Megan Fox is hot. They were obviously meant to be together. They are now Instagram official. They posted up a little black and white picture of themselves on there, both sticking out their tongues. Oh, they're feisty. Mm. He said, "Waited for eternity to find you again."
Oh, dude, have you read any of the stuff she said about them?
I'm about to read it to you.
Oh, okay.
It is so goddamn funny.
All right,
so
go
that's
on.
Him. He waited for eternity to find her again. Apparently, they have had past lives together. She said, "I knew right away that he was what I call a twin flame. Instead of a soulmate, a twin flame is actually where a soul has, like, ascended to a high enough level that it can be split into two different bodies at the same time. So we're actually two halves of the same soul, I think." And I said that to him almost immediately because I felt it right away. So, which is awesome. Also, if you're looking for fun Megan Fox quotes, she has some quotes about grass and nature that are just stellar.
I read that the stuff she was saying about that relationship, how they when they met, she ran him off to her trailer and did his astrology thing, and I just thought,
God.
Oh my God, you're so good looking. People have listened to this horse crap come out of your mouth because all they can think of is at some point here, we're going to get naked. So this is going to be awesome.
Right. As soon as they're sick of boning each other, this thing's over. The flame is out.
I ran his astrology and did his cards.
Oh, she was so annoying. I mean, she's, you know, remember sitting there telling her kids that grass has feelings and, you know, you don't pick a flower because it screams to the universe. And I'm like, so what do you eat then? I mean, honestly. Anyway, they met on the set of their upcoming movie, Midnight in the Switchgrass. Oh, there they are together. Aren't they adorable? God, he's cute.
See them making out in the car here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's got her. Mm.
I feel bad for the other guy because he was married to her, and suddenly she's met her soulmate, and he spent 12-something years with her.
Yeah.
Like, what was I?
We didn't have that twin flame. pooping.
What the? You're pooping on all our years together.
Yeah. Also,
Jesus.
Also, you get the kids. Anyway, and isolation doesn't seem to be hurting. They're just out and about, no mask. They're clearly, I don't know, quarantining together. They're fine. So there's your early trash. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Smiles are in the news after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.